珀斯越南裔市议员律师阮先生携夫人一起观看了演出后表示，这是一场穿越时空之旅，演出在带给人美的享受的同时，也向世界传递了中国还在发生的迫害。
You know, the whole thing about persecution and with Falun Dafa, I think it's quite unfortunate that it is still happening. I mean, I've read a lot about it in the media and, you know, in terms of just documentaries and things like that. But I think it's very unfortunate, and it's a great, I think, method in terms of, you know, Shen Yun to portray and to also spread the message that it is still happening now, the persecution in China in particular. And I think it's a very effective way of actually providing entertainment at the same time as putting out a message.
曾经去过中国的桑德斯女士表示，神韵所呈现的中国现状是真实的。她也非常理解神韵不能在中国上演的原因。
It's very good to get out there across the world because we don't see it unless you go to, well, in China you don't get to see it. You do get to see snippets of it over there, but I think it's very important they actually put their culture out there because they've got a very, very old culture and a very old religion. And I do see how they can't do this over in China. Yeah, it's very sad actually to not be able to perform their traditional dances without persecution, basically. And it's just lovely to get out into the world.
他们还期待更多的人能看到这场举世无双的演出。新唐人记者布伦顿·尼尔森，澳大利亚珀斯采访报道。
美国神韵世界艺术团带来的纯真纯善的演出，令澳大利亚珀斯的观众们赞叹不已。第一次观看演出的演员沙马先生表示，神韵超凡脱俗的美是难以形容的，并用印度语中佛的语言奥姆来表达他所感受到的神韵传递的信息。
演员沙马先生说，整场演出让他感受到了很强的能量。
Loved it. It was like oceanic energy.So it was very difficult to absorb the whole thing. It was so much to absorb and so much to look at and so much to feel it. So it was amazing. It was amazing. Yeah. Out of this world.
他还表示，神韵演出所传达出的信息让他领悟到了佛一念即成一世界。
In India, we say the existence is made of one sound, which is soundless sound.So that performance was that kind of soundless sound, what they perform as, say, Om, that kind of soundless sound, you know, and that whole existence is made of that stuff, you know, it looks like that.
另一位从事舞蹈教学21年的罗宾森女士表示，神韵节目的编排都是基于真实的故事，所有的故事情节都让她感同身受。
That one story, about they can't do the meditation and stuff, that's a bit sad. That's not nice, because you should be able to do whatever you'd like. You know, to find that out, I thought that was a bit sad, but majority of it, it's very pretty and very makes you happy.
作为一名舞蹈教师，观看神韵让他受益匪浅。
They utilize just their whole body, not just, you know, just their feet or just the face, it's everything's together, they breathe together.Don't take that back.
新唐人记者布伦顿·尼尔森，澳大利亚珀斯采访报道。
神韵世界艺术团在澳大利亚珀斯帝王歌剧院的演出在当地引起轰动，不少艺术界的人士慕名前来，他们纷纷表示神韵的演出充满了正能量，令人大开眼界，特别是演出中传递的精神内涵更是带给人启迪。
神韵世界艺术团在澳大利亚珀斯帝王歌剧院的第五场演出持续满场，现场的艺术人士对神韵演出传递的精神内涵和所带来的启迪大开眼界。
I like it because nowadays in the world, people doesn't know about many things that are happening. For example, in China and about communism. So I think This is the perfect moment to share to the audience that we are sitting and watching and paying attention to communicate a very important message and through music and through dancing.
兰丽拉认为神韵的演出启发人的正念，不畏强权，捍卫真理。
Inspiring. I loved all the colors and the energy, and it was quite beautiful. It was visually exciting and arresting. Gosh, everything. It was sad, and it was, but obviously it had a happy ending. It, you know, sort of a happy ending. Inspiring from the perspective of, basically, don't bow down to dogma and. If you believe in something, then be persistent in it and just persist with it and do what your soul wants you to do and just feel, if you feel it's right, then continue with it because eventually others will come on board and fight your cause with you. Never give up and stand firm in what you believe in, correct and right, and fulfill your soul.
音乐家 Daniel 慕神韵之名而来，他认为珀斯人民应追求的是超越人性的内涵，才迎来了神韵。
I was surprised actually because there was the translation of the language on the screen in English, and I found that actually just the immersion in the delivery of the vocalist performance was what really captivated me, and just feeling that transfer of energy as a musician as well was really, it was palpable, the emotion that was sort of coming across, I thought, yeah.I suppose there's a sense of sentimentality about it, of course, because of the cultural and historical aspect to it. But I'd say also almost like a yearning for that greater humanity that I think that we have, which is evident in the fact that you can have a show like this in Perth.
新唐人记者布伦顿·尼尔森，澳大利亚珀斯采访报道。
I thought it was magical the first half, and the fusion of Western music with the Asian influence of the Asian instruments and the orchestration with an Asian sort of a feel, but Western also, together with the technology at the big screen at the back is absolutely magical. Whoever thought of that wants a medal. I thought it was wonderful, and the performances were outstanding, world-class performances from the singers, the dancers, everything really, really good.
皮克福德先生还表示，开场的中国舞舞剧《救世政法》给他留下了很深的印象。
It took me to another place. I thought that was quite heavenly, so to speak. I thought the movements of the girls is just mesmerizing, because I've only ever seen that type of dancing in sort of films, in clips and so on. I've never seen a show like that. It's absolutely wonderful. I'm very impressed with the technology and the coming down from the heavens and the way it's been fused with the performers on the stage. They've fused that with the technology so you can actually believe they've gone down and then gone up to heaven. You can see them. That's wonderful. I'm very impressed with that.
他说他看完演出后就会介绍给自己的亲朋好友。
I will tell them it's absolutely magical, and they'll ask me to explain it, and it's going to be very difficult to explain because we can't compare it with anything else. It's a unique experience.
新唐人记者李子培、尼尔森，澳大利亚珀斯采访报道。
When they started, I was almost moved to tears. I could just feel this.I don't know, this beautiful energy coming out of their performance, and just feels unique and special and just like a once in a lifetime experience. And I'm just so grateful that I got to do it today.
My overall impression was this is just beautiful. It doesn't describe it well enough, but that's the best adjective because it was just so beautiful. We don't see a lot of beauty today, unless we go out into nature or gardens. Beauty isn't really surrounding us.So that's what really struck me.
Oh, I haven't got that many words. It's just, I thought it was unbelievable.
沃伦女士是一位油画画家，她说节目中演奏的古老音乐在她的心中回荡。
I was almost in tears again, because I love the very old music, and the dancing was wonderful. So I feel really deep about it, because I love old Chinese music.
麦克莱恩女士认为，通过演出传递信息的方式太美妙了。
It's a beautiful vehicle for giving it a voice, and you're probably going to get an audience that cares. It's not like relying on the general masses to read the newspaper or hear the radio. A certain type of people come to the theatre, and I think those sort of people are emotionally and intellectually invested in what happens in the world. So it's probably a very good audience and a very nice vehicle to bring that message through.
这是神韵在阿德雷德的第一场演出。新唐人记者 Tina 索佛斯，澳大利亚阿德雷德采访报道。
对很多粉丝来说，神韵艺术团早已让他们期待已久。2月11号上午，他们慕名而来，早早等候在奥克兰国际机场，欢迎神韵演员的到来。舞蹈演员周淑汀来自奥克兰，多年随团在世界各地巡回演出，这还是他第一次有机会回到自己的家乡演出，心情格外激动。
然后现在回到新西兰，我可以回家看一看。
曾获新唐人全球舞蹈大赛少年组银奖的周淑汀表示，神韵在复兴中国几近失落的古老文明，一想到这点，觉得付出再多辛苦和汗水也值得。
因为神韵就宗旨就是要恢复5000年中国传统文化，然后就我们知道这个文化它的可贵性，然后我们想让全世界的人都能知道这个文化的精髓所在，就不要失去这个文化。这是一个很好的方式来开始一个新的一年吧。就神韵就千里迢迢从纽约来到澳洲跟纽西兰，所以希望大家不要错过这个机会。
2月12号至14号，美国神韵世界艺术团将于奥克兰市中心的 Audi Center 进行为期2天2场的演出。而就在演出前夕，主办方也收到了新西兰总理约翰·凯伊发来的贺信。他在信中写道，我确信新西兰人会喜欢这个令人感动的演出，并有机会对中国文化、舞蹈和音乐获得更深刻的欣赏和体验。新唐人记者罗伯特·云林，新西兰奥克兰采访报道。